Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And DJ, it's Monday, I think. It's Monday somewhere. I think it's Monday.
Yeah, it is. No, for sure. Confirmed. Confirmed. A couple different sources.
Good weekend. Confirmed. Hope you had a great Mother's Day yesterday, Jor. You have amazing kids. You are a great mom, yes. And they are lucky to have you. And anyway, my Mother's Day gift is this warm front. I'm just happy it's finally warming up. Look, I didn't realize this. Our population in Minnesota is holding steady. Our birth rate hasn't recovered from the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
An aging state in an aging country. Our death rate is up. Fewer immigrants arriving from other countries. And as Tom Horner points out in an op-ed at the Star Tribune, we are losing some people to low-tax states, states with warmer climates. That's not our biggest challenge. The biggest demographic loss is among college-aged young people. Young Minnesota adults aren't staying, and new ones aren't arriving. Hmm. And at first I thought, well, maybe this is the pandemic. Do we have enough data to really reach that conclusion? And I wanted to have Tom Horner on, talk more about this. Ran for governor as an independent back in 2010, now a public relations consultant. Tom, welcome to the show.
Paul and Jordana, thank you very much for having me. I'm pleased to be here.
What got you off the dime to share these statistics, these demographic trends? Are you genuinely concerned about our competitiveness to hold on to young people?
Absolutely. So what got me involved in it, there was a little story that popped up over the holidays, and I thought, well, holy smokes, this is a significant story, a net gain of only 225 people in the last fiscal year. So we're talking about the fiscal year that ended last July, or last June 30th, actually. And nobody covered it. There was no other coverage other than this little story. So I started talking to people. I talked to the state demographer. This has to be a mistake. Nope, absolutely. The 225 net gain. Now, there is the caveat, Paul, and you touched on this, that some of it is due to COVID. Some of it is due to the uncertainty over immigration policy, refugees, and all of that. So it's going to bounce back up a little bit. But what the state demographer told me and what shows up in the data is that the biggest problem is not the older people escaping for warmer weather or the tax-averse people leaving for low-tax states. It is that we are not keeping and we are not attracting the young people, college-age people. Some of them going to warm weather states, but a lot of them just going to more vibrant communities. Colorado, Chicago, Boston, some of those, Seattle, some of those places. So it's not just a matter of weather. It's a matter of how are we going to use the assets that we have? How are we going to be innovative around public policy and use this once-in-a-generation opportunity of a $9.25 billion surplus to really make an effort to hold on to the young people we have and attract new ones.
I'm surprised about this, Tom. It's Jordana, by the way, and thanks for joining us. Mm-hmm. I am surprised because I am somebody who grew up in New Jersey. My ex-husband, we both grew up in New Jersey. And when we got here in 2000, we came for work. And I saw, wow, there's tons of Fortune 500 companies. This is a highly educated population. You can afford to buy a house here. I thought this is a great place to live. And after we were going to only stay 2 years, but we're like, no, we love it here. It's great. We want to raise our kids here. And we decided to stay. So I'm actually really surprised to find that a lot of people are not coming back because Paul's two sons both moved back. One maybe temporarily because he's going back to school. But I mean, the people get it when they come here. So what else can we be doing? We have good schools. We have lots of industry for jobs. What do you recommend would keep young people here or attract them?
I think there are a couple of things. One is to really leverage the natural assets that Minnesota has, starting with water. So water is just such an important asset for our economic vitality and for our recreational opportunities. One of the things that you always see with so many young people is that they value those recreational opportunities, whether they're outdoors or our great cultural environment. Well, water provides that opportunity to really be distinctive, to really set Minnesota apart, and then to make sure that as an economic asset, as you see a 1,200-year drought in southwestern United States, look at California, in the two rainy months of the year, they have no rain at all. You know, so however people want to define it, climate change or whatever else, water is going to be a competitive advantage that Minnesota has. We ought to be investing right now in protecting that. That means you're going to have to ask some more of interest, like farmers. I happen to oppose the sulfide mining. I think we ought to value water over that. We also ought to, though, have a long-term strategy for how we protect and leverage our water resources. You know, we saw there was a report not long ago where even small changes in community activity, in runoff from yards and those kinds of activities makes an enormous difference in protecting the quality of water. We need to take those actions. Then on the policy side, you know, Minnesota, look at every issue that comes along these days, public safety will hire more cops, education will hire more teachers, healthcare, hire more healthcare workers, and on and on and on. The problem is they're not there. You know, one of the things that I often talk about is that America always is a country in the making. We never stop. And when we do stop making ourselves, that's when I think we will start to the real decline. Right now, we're at a point where we have to decide how are we going to make the country. You know, in the early 1900s, we decided we didn't want the trust. And so Teddy Roosevelt came along and we broke up the trust. We decided that we didn't want elderly people to suffer in retirement. And so FDR got Social Security passed. Johnson got Medicare passed. Now we're at a point where we need to focus on reality. And the reality of our labor market is housing is both difficult to find and expensive. Daycare is hugely expensive and difficult to find. We need to figure out the policies that are going to make sure that young families can come here and have the quality of life that they expect, that they can find quality child care, that our schools stay top rate, that they can find good housing that is safe and affordable. Mm-hmm. It's those kinds of policies that we mm-hmm. need to invest in that we're turning our backs on. And just having that same old debate between should we cut taxes or raise spending?
Yeah.
If we don't have young people who are the families, the wage earners, the entrepreneurs,
right.
Both of those options are irrelevant.
Tom Horner, thanks for getting us to think different about this. We appreciate your perspective. And thanks for joining us today on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Appreciate your time, Tom.
Thank you for the opportunity. Take care.
Tom.
You bet.
So, Paul, what do you think about a public relations campaign that we've got the good water?
Well, I think he touches on some good themes. Yeah, I mean, I've said this mm-hmm. ad nauseum for years. We live in a resort. And the fact that we have so many lakes, and especially with more and more people having the option of working remotely. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wouldn't want to live on a lake or near a lake?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look. When I moved here in 83, everybody talked about quality of life and that balance. And you don't have that in many of these other cities. You certainly don't have it in Chicago. Nobody, not once did I hear quality of life in Chicago. We have balance mm-hmm. here. The outdoors, great industry, as you said, Fortune 500 companies, great schools, great education, yeah. great health care. It's the balance. And in other words, is this a PR thing? If we should use some of that $9 billion to advertise how amazing Minnesota is to attract people, at least give us a shot. Hey, our winters aren't that bad. Well, they are, but there's other stuff that makes up for our winters. That's been my experience. But yeah, you know, it got me nervous about are we going to be bleeding the kind of, you know, the high tech younger people that we need to kind of reinvent Minnesota in the years to come. I don't know. But
what do you think? 651-989-9. That's not true. That's the old number. So that's in my brain. 651-461-9226. Wow, that popped out. 651-461-9226. How do you think we can attract young people?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.